directing staff. We are not voting on this yet, but he is concerned about Enchanted Island. Drew, are you at liberty to give any opinion on this at this moment? After Captain Brown finishes?
Sorry about that. Your reading of the letter is, we don't have a copy of that.
I'll give that to you.
We'd appreciate that. I think this goes back to your opening comments. It's very important that whatever we do, everybody goes into it with full knowledge of what's in the ACUs and what the county has established in their zoning and land development. Obviously, in this particular case, there is a lot in that letter that we would, to do due diligence, we would certainly want to have access to it. And then I'd like to have the county ask us what exactly their expectations are so that we can formulate an appropriate response for you in that area. So anyway, I'll yield.
Commissioners, Mr. Mayor, the Growth Management Division has been working on ACUs for a very long time, ever since I came to the county. I've been involved to some degree with ACUs, and we've attended meetings at the Navy base to talk about when this new version would be released and working with DCA on adoption schedules and whether or not it is required to meet our twice-a-year requirement. So Growth Management is very much aware of the statutory requirements to coordinate with the Navy concerning development that may affect the day-to-day business of the air station. And that's certainly what we intend to do. The mechanism in which we do it is still up for debate in the division. We're looking at the best possible way for the county to undertake that, and certainly doing it in a way that will not bring any additional liability to this county.
Thank you.
Thank you, Drew. Any other discussion?
Do we have speakers on this?
Yes, sir.
I'll reserve my time to after the speakers.
There's six.
Six. Let's get it rolling.
Paul Caruso, followed by Diane Berylson.